Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On May 10th, the Russian Federation launched an offensive against the Kharkiv region of Ukraine, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood. The world witnessed the havoc and destruction that followed. Russia's missiles have hit apartment buildings, shopping centers, and book publishing facilities. Russia's missiles pounded Kharkiv's energy system in a continuation of its practice of attacking civilian infrastructure. Indeed, May was the deadliest month for civilian casualties in Ukraine since June 2023, according to the United Nations. More than half of these casualties can be attributed to the fighting in Kharkiv. Russia, said Ambassador Wood, continues to deny international monitors and humanitarian organizations access to the Ukrainian territory it occupies, as well as to facilities in Russia holding prisoners of war and Ukrainian civilians.
Putin has no regard for Russia's obligations under the Geneva Conventions, given the haggard, beaten, and malnourished bodies of prisoners of war returned to Ukraine on May 31, following the first prisoner swap in months.
Russia also continues its forcible transfer and deportation of Ukrainian children as part of a systematic campaign to strip the most vulnerable victims of this war of their Ukrainian identity, said Ambassador Wood.
Vulnerable children were taken from Ukrainian caregivers and relocated to Russia. In many instances, these children were provided with Russian names and passports and adopted by Russians. These transfers are not humanitarian in nature. They may amount to war crimes. The forcible changing of names and nationality is a blatant violation of international law.
The evidence of Russia's war crimes is well documented, staggering, and mounting every day. Nevertheless, Ukraine continues to develop a formula for a just and durable peace that is in line with the principles of the UN Charter, said Ambassador Wood.
We call on all countries to support Ukraine's pursuit of a just and lasting peace, consistent with the principles and purposes of the UN Charter.
We regret Russia has shown no support or readiness for good faith negotiations or engagement on a durable peace, said Ambassador Wood. The United States will stand by Ukraine as it seeks a just and lasting peace. We will continue to call for justice for the victims of this war of aggression and to work for accountability for those responsible.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.